Gruffy, if you remember, we only needed you to substitute for Smitty a couple of days.
But you said it yourself. I won the last two games for you.
Yeah, but Smitty's won over 19 this season alone. He's the one who got us to the finals in the first place.
Oh, well, I guess there's nothing for me to do then. Except, you know, sit down and watch.
Actually, you can't. It's sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that, Gruffy.
It's not your fault.
Gruffy started to walk away. Then he stopped and turned back.
Hey, Grizz?
Yeah?
Do really good tonight.
Thanks, Gruffy.
Gruffy walked home very disappointed. He kicked the leaves on the ground as he went. When he finally looked up, he saw the light on at Sully's house.
Poor little guy. I bet he's in there all by himself. I've been a lousy friend.
Who is it?
A lousy friend.
Lucy?
Lousy!
I don't know a Lucy or a lousy. Wait a minute, John Lousy from the first grade? John? Gruffy?
Hi, Sully.
Is there someone with you? Where's John?
It's just me, your lousy friend.
Oh, lousy. You came back. I was just about to get my checkerboard out of the closet.
Really? You want to play?
I always do. You know me and board games.
Because I gotta say, I feel kind of bad about the way I treated you before.
Oh, don't. I did what you said and played a few games with Nozzles this afternoon. He's amazing. We had so much fun, I'm heading over to his house to play again right now.
What? You're going to play Nozzles?
Well, of course, silly. It's a Sully and Nozzles checkers match. I've never missed one yet. Why else would I be getting my checkerboard down?
Oh.
It was nice of you to come back, but it's okay. You get out there and win your bowling championship, Gruffy Bear.
Actually, it wasn't really my bowling championship to win. The guy I was subbing for came back from his trip.
Either way, you get out there, because I gotta go.